Fax Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, the two-hour special yesterday, two very shocking things leaped out to me. And, of course, some of this we had known, but I suppose had put in the background or forgotten. One of them was Trump, there's no question in my mind, knew that he had not won and that he was lying. But he used it to fundraise off it. He set up a couple of committees, and he asked his supporters for millions of dollars to stop the steal. You know how much he raised? He raised $250 million. That's $250 million. This went to a phony election defense fund. He didn't spend beans on that. Beans on it. Of the $250 million, he raised $100 million alone the first week after the 2020 election. Let me give you an idea of where some of this went. There's a woman named Kimberly Guilfoyle, who is the girlfriend of Don Trump Jr. Now, she spoke at the Republican convention, and she's quite a character. She gave a speech sticking up for Trump that lasted 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes is 150 seconds. Guess how much she was paid out of the money that Trump ginned up from his supporters to stop the steal? $60,000. How would you like to make $60,000 for giving a 2.5 minute speech? And it was a ridiculous speech. We're not talking Abraham Lincoln here. We're not talking Demosthenes or Cicero here. We're talking Kimberly Guilfoyle. 2.5 minutes, 150 seconds, she gets $60,000 from people, many of these, or some of them anyway, small dollar contributions, small dollar contributions. This Stop the Steal business had several objectives when everybody knew it was false. There was a litany of Republicans, and I'm talking about Republican members of Congress. I'm talking about campaign staff, the campaign manager, the most well-known lawyer for Republicans, all told Trump contemporaneously he lost, he underperformed other Republican candidates. And that is because people didn't want him. People do not want Putin's servant in the White House. People don't want a crook in the White House. Well, what is his objective? One of them was to make money, a lot of money. Some of this money got steered to Trump business enterprises. Like I say, some of it got steered to his son's girlfriend, 60 grand. Let me tell you something about the law. You may think, oh, well, she has a high fee. She charged it. She gets it. There's a form slash substance aspect to law. You know, you can't just, for instance, have a lobbyist pay a politician $1 million to write a book. And he can go, well, you know, I just have a high fee. I want to write a book. At some point, that's a bribe. Very famous case in Wisconsin where a bunch of companies, suppliers, wanted to bribe the purchasing agent for a company, and they'd have a poker game once a month. And he would come, and they'd all come, and they'd all lose a lot of money to him. He'd bet, they'd fold. And they said, we were just playing poker, but no, they went to jail. There's a form-substance thing. The substance of this is that they stole $60,000, Trump did, and his people, from hard-earned money given to him to stop the steal, and gave it to his son's girlfriend. Let's call a spade a spade. But the other thing, and this is something that had not occurred to me originally, but recently it has more and more. And it was prompted by something that Miles Taylor said. Miles Taylor was a Trump official in the Department of Homeland Security, very high up. And he said that Trump incited the insurrection so he could declare martial law. Trump did not expect the insurrection would work, even though there were a couple of thousand people, some of them with military training, some of them with guns. They weren't realistically going to take over the Capitol. The whole idea was to create a public disturbance that looked terrible in the eyes of people in this country. And he would step in and say, I'm declaring martial law under a statute that goes back 200 years. It was most famously used by Ulysses Grant after the Civil War to go back into the South. And the Confederate Army had regrouped as the Ku Klux Klan and as Knight Riders who just murdered black people. And to put that down, to arrest them. And he had to shoot them in some cases. And restore order in the South. That's what it's for. It's not to overturn an election. And the plan was that Trump was going to say, I declare martial law. There's unrest. I'm going to stay in power for a while. We're going to redo the election. We're going to redo the election. And the next time, of course, he'd have people at the polls to intimidate voters. You know, this isn't Russia. This isn't Putin's Russia or Xi's China or Kim Jong-un's North Korea or Asia or Africa or South America. This is the United States. The incumbent loses an election. He lost Arizona by, what, 10,000 votes, Wisconsin by 20,000, Michigan by over 100,000, Georgia, I think, by 14,000. He lost these states. He lost the election. Biden got 7 million more votes than he did in the popular vote. Biden got 306 electoral votes to his, I think, 232, something like that. He lost. He's a whiner. He's a whiner. But because he was still president in the lame duck session, he figured, okay, well, I'm going to shut this down and just call a new election, and I'm the commander-in-chief, and the military will obey me. Fortunately, that's not how it works in the United States. In our military academies, Annapolis, West Point, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, the Merchant Marine Academy, there is a very strong ethic of honesty and strong ethic of civilian control and deferring to civilian control. The military in our country will not simply go along with a coup to keep Putin's designated choice in power. This was a very dangerous period in American history. And that is what happened. That is what Trump did. Now, Fox News didn't broadcast it. Alone, among the news networks, Fox News handles this thing by attacking it. Handles it by attacking it. Some prominent Republicans have chastised Scott Jennings, advisor to Mitch McConnell, a Republican's Republican. He chastises Republicans who attacked the January 6th Commission. They had a chance to put equal numbers of people on it, and Kevin McCarthy chose not to. We're all Americans, and we can gather around one thing. We're not going to have a coup. Came close. It ain't going to happen again. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.